We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Stone Cold Jane Austen, we're
Stone
here, we're
Cold
doing it.
Here, I thought through the logic of this
okay.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
There are... So sorry. Hello, everyone. This is Strange Bedfellows. My name is Tanner Greenring. This is Jack Shepard. We're two dudes.
I'm Jack Shepard. I could say it.
Like, by all intents and measures, two kind of straight, middle class, middle-aged white men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for table setting, as we say, before the meeting.
And can you believe that we are watching and reading romance books?
What?
What'll they think of next? What space will they invade next?
Yeah.
We'll see.
A room of one's own? How about a room of one's own and Jack and Tanner are in it, too?
A room of three's own.
Yeah. A crowded
nice,
room
actually.
With yeah. the boys. It's called A Crowded Room with the Boys now. Welcome to our podcast. It's called A Crowded Room with the Boys, where we get into your space and talk about stuff that
we
all like together, and it's romance at the moment, and it's Jane.
We do content blocks. We're sort of exploring a new content block. It's Jane Austen. I really am pretty keen on calling it Austen 316, and
yeah.
I thought through some of the logic of it.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested.
It's not March, so it's tough
April.
It's like a tough, like...
Right.
It's tough that the third month is March, you know?
Yeah.
We just got done with March. It's a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. Let me pull up calculator again because I accidentally closed it.
Okay.
316 minutes
yeah.
divided by 4. Let's do 4.2 to be real, to give people.
Okay.
306, bear with me. 316 minutes divided by 4.2 is 75.2 minutes of audio every week, which is roughly how much we put out, right?
Okay. And what's 4.2? That's like, it's like
how many weeks there are in a month.
It's like God's favorite number because it's like close to 420.
That's how many weeks there are in a month.
4.2.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does that do for us in terms of the math?
So Austen 316 actually makes sense, and that's what we're calling the content block, because in the month of March, which has 4.2 weeks in it,
okay.
we commit to giving you roughly 75.2 minutes of audio every week.
And we should explain for listeners, because I barely know this. There's a famous wrestler called John Cena.
Yeah. Let's all pretend not to know that Stone Cold Steve Austin had a famous catchphrase in the 1990s or maybe early 2000s.
Okay.
He had a lot of famous catchphrases.
Sure.
One was that he would open up a can of whoop ass. A case of whoop ass on you?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
The other was that people would hold up a sign that said Austen 316.
A case of whoop ass would be worse, but there's a problem because like you open up the case and it's like a little bit of a letdown because then you have a bunch of individual cans which you have to then open. Like it's not like opening the case creates the whoop ass scenario. It like creates the possibilities for the whoop-ass scenario. I feel like I've lost you.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of what Austen 316 actually is. It seems like
well,
a little
John
bit
316
of
is a very
a
famous
debate
Bible passage,
community.
Which, if I can remember it, goes something like, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And then I think Austen 316 is maybe kind of a blasphemous take on that.
I don't know if it's blasphemous.
Okay,
blasphemous.
Yeah.
I think it's just sort of a slant, you know?
Can I pitch
honestly,
you?
It really seems like no one, I don't know if people are just going for like SEO,
yeah.
but no one will just tell me what.
The internet is broken now. It doesn't work anymore. Searching for things doesn't do what it used to. We still have the muscle memory of being like, oh, I'll put it into Google. But like they broke it. For some reason, Google was like, we'll break it. Let's break it. and they broke it. And it doesn't work.
Anymore. I can't seem to find, like, it should
like,
be.
Eventually it should they'll be, give up and like watch a YouTube video of somebody like getting ready with their makeup or whatever. And that's what we really want.
this is, I could not think of a more perfect example of something someone would be Googling for than.
Yeah. What did,
what was Austin 316? And Google's just like, man.
Yeah.
Your guess is cool good as mine.
If we could do Austin 360, because then it's like Austin round the clock, all day, every day. Austin 360. Welcome to all Austin, all the time radio channel.
I actually thought my shit was pretty well thought out.
I don't think so. Can I pitch you on something else?
Yeah.
I know you're wedded to this. I know you love this, but I think you're going to love this too.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It's a suggestion in the Facebook group from Baby B Jillian. And it's a little bit more elegant that because there's no math in it at all, which I was at first I was like, wait, no math? Where's the math? Show your work, Jillian.
Yeah, right. You're not gonna get into a good school with that kind of sloppy work.
Here's what Baby B Jillian has written in the Facebook
group. Gillian?
Well, is it Gillian Anderson?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't be sure. Baby BG says the following. April showers bring Jane. Austin Powers.
Oh, we can slip an Austin Powers in there.
Well, then there's like endless Austin Powers stuff we can do. And we could even skip the Jane and then just kind of leave it ambiguous and like cast a wider net. April showers bring Austin Powers. And isn't that nice?
Oh, we could watch anything with someone called Austin in it. Is there any film actors called Austin? I don't actually know.
Just Austin Powers and then Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me. It just goes, you know, is that two or one? I don't know.
that's one. Okay. Can you name another Austin Powers sub? I wonder, God, Gold that's member. Hard trivia. Yeah, but what one is that?
Three.
How many are there?
Three.
No, there's got to be more than three, right?
Max four.
Why do I have it in my head that there's like six?
That can't be right. Should we say what we're doing here? Or do we feel like we've honed in on a content block possibility? I feel like there's a lot of, like, there's a big sandbox for us to play in now. We've got John Cena.
Yeah. And then the hype music is coming up. Like, yeah. The lights are coming up. And then that big screen is showing, like, beautiful, like, bucolic English countryside.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, two, like, buff, greased-up dudes step out. Like, you can see their silhouette against the, like, huge screen, and they step out onto the ramp, and it's you and me.
And you're wanting me to put, like, sound drops behind
people,
all this?
Yeah, please. Okay. And the crowd is full of people, like, holding up signs that say, Austin 316, or, like...
Okay, well, Austin 360.
Austin 360, remind me what that is again?
All Austin, all the time. Austin 360. Welcome to the Austin 360 radio channel. It's all Austin, all the time. We've got Stone Cold Steve Austin. We've got Jane Austin. We've got Austin Powers. Austin 360.
You know what I like about Austin 360? Is that we can do it like AUSTN 360.
Yeah.
And it's like an AM radio, like AM sports radio network.
That's a pretty good. Yeah.
And probably easier, like, for the sound drop. You can cut all that WrestleMania stuff. I mean, I know you went and found it and put it in already, but you don't have to keep doing it.
Yeah, because I don't like do a listen through first, so I'm always surprised by like where the content goes as I've already like put like 3 hours of work into creating like WrestleMania audio landscape.
Welcome to WAUSTN.
Austin 360.
Austin 360. It's our new AM. We're like dad sports, like conservative dad sports radio network hosts.
Perfect.
We do all Jane Austen all the time.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, whatever time it is, you can tune in and hear us talking about Jane Austen for the rest of your and our lives.
Yeah. Well, that, you know... So we did Emma this weekend. It's Goop's Emma, we should say. We're watching Goop's Emma. We're doing a content block. We do content blocks now, and we're doing an Austin content block, in case that's not fucking obvious. And we started with Goop's Emma. And I do have, if you want, if it helps the bit...
Quick name generator!
I've got
what
a name
is
generator.
Your... Oh, I already have one.
Okay.
Goop name. Here's how you do it.
Okay, perfect. We'll do yours first. What is your Goop name? How do you get your Goop
name?
Your
first and last name. If you don't have both, you are not invited to participate. Sorry.
So like Prince couldn't do it.
Prince. Sorry, Oprah. Sorry, Beyonce.
Rihanna?
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
You take your first and your last name, you take the first letter from both, and you put two O's between them. I'm Toog.
My name's Juice. Fuck yes. Get your goop name. Everybody post your goop names in the comments. Sound off in the comments. Can we do, I've got a name generator for this, kind of.
Okay.
I've got the generated names already generated, but I haven't quite gotten how we get to them. We can do it one of two ways. The easy way is you just pick a number between 1 and 5, and I just give you the name I've already pre-written. And the other is we could try to come up with a quiz to figure out which character you are that matches the name, but we'd have to do that on the fly, and then you get to be that person. That one's a little more personalized. I'll say what it is first. It's what is your... Dirty Emma name.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I've got 5 characters that
have... Well, I really want to know mine.
Dirty names. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do it for you. I guess I could, like, we could try to, like, jerry-rig a quiz here.
We'll do
here.
It for some, like, some popular celebrities, and then people could kind of get a flavor for it, you know?
Okay,
Could you, like, Dirty Emma-fy, like, anyone's name if I, like, pitched it at you?
Well, here's what I could tell you. I looked at all the names of all the characters in Emma, and I was able to Dirty Emma-fy 5 of them, which is about a 50% hit rate, and I spent 5 minutes on it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so 1 minute per name.
1 minute per, yeah.
And you only have a 50% chance of me, like, getting something that's good enough to ship.
That sounds like a editing problem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I've got these names. You want to? I feel like we should try it out, but on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask you. Do you want me to try to ask you some quiz questions? Okay. In the town of Highbury, what? How big is your house? And then it's like a BuzzFeed style quiz, and it's like an image of a mansion, an image
modest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Modest house.
I am a homeowner. Like, okay. I own a home. It's like.
Okay.
3 bedrooms, 2 bath, semi finished.
Okay. No, it's dungeon. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Great. That's enough for me. Okay. In the town of Highbury. How good do you play the piano? And then it's like a picture of like Franz Liszt is one of them, and then like somebody who's bad at piano.
Yeah. I don't have the talent for it, I'm afraid. I've taken piano lessons 3 times in my life as a child, as a older child, and then as like a college age child.
Okay.
And each time I didn't make it very far.
And then
Can I say?
Yeah.
I was pretty good at trombone as a teenager.
That's nothing. Nothing. And you remember the quiz, it's just like you're clicking an image.
Sorry.
So there's not an option for like, there's not like a trombone.
I don't know if that fits.
Maybe there is
like
a trombone. One
society.
Of the answers is a trombone. And that gets you like the character who can't play the fucking piano at all. So
well, that's Emma.
I don't have one for Emma. And I guess in the town of Highbury, how scared are you of getting sick? Catching a chill, scale of 1 to 5.
It would worry me. Wouldn't worry me as much as the like dug in packs of like bandits that will sort of assail you as you're walking down the street.
Tell me more about the bull. I had such.
Quick,
it was very.
Get a purse. Get around them, damn it!
Stand aside!
Damn it.
Oh, how can I ever thank you? How brave you were! I owe you everything.
Miss Woodhouse will make things right. If I'm no longer needed, I must leave now to meet my father.
Of course. Bless you for your help. Bless you again and again.
That worries me more. Is there a button for that?
No. But so I'll put you at a 3. All right. I think I've got enough like data now to generate your Emma name.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Spank Churchill.
Spank Churchill. Frank Churchill. Wasn't that the guy from House of Cards?
I don't know.
It's weird that named him after the, like, disgraced Kevin Spacey character.
Do you want to hear the other Emma names? And the people can just, like, take their own or make their own up if they want to sound off in the comments. I've got five. I've got Jane Barebax.
Fairfax. That's good.
Mr. Twice Nightly.
Okay.
That's very funny. I think that's what my grandma used to call him, which is very funny to think about. We talk about Emma a lot. Yeah, that's my childhood.
And your grandma thought that he was, like, sexually potent? Like,
yeah, I mean, famously.
Always on.
Spank Churchill, of course. We've got, so this one is a little bit of a stretch, but it's Mistress Bates, which is kind of what she is already. But then the bit is you say, who's your husband? And then she goes, well, he's busy right now. And then you have to think about it.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in my bunk.
Who's Mistress Bates?
Wait, what do they call bunks and quarters?
And then the final Emma name is, of course, Mr. Woodhouse.
That's just his name.
No, it's Jane already did it good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Woodhouse.
Anyway, welcome to the Austin Radio Channel. I'm Juice, a.k.a. Mr. Woodhouse.
Oh, I'm...
Toog.
Toog, a.k.a.
Spank Churchill.
Spank Churchill, right.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Because Frank Churchill is also kind of, like... Frank is a little bit of a potty mouth.
Not really. It means open and honest. There's nothing about it that's, like, sexually charged.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
We should say what the movie is. It's Goop's Emma. I've never seen it before. Here's what I've seen. I'll tell you what I know of Emma. I've read
Today's
Emma.
Word on I Urban say, Dictionary, Almond Mom.
Thrice. I've read Emma thrice, and I have seen the one with Girl from the Chess Program. And what else? Have I seen any other Emmas?
Oh, yeah.
I saw
Let's
one
do it.
That I fucking hated, and I thought it was this.
New
but
hit
I,
segment.
Wasn't.
I don't care about any of the other ones you've seen. It's a new hit segment. It's called... Emma Elimination. We've now watched Emma.
Emma Elimination.
Twice. Emma Elimination!
Yeah, good. Yeah.
We've now watched Emma twice for our podcast.
Yeah.
Once, I think with my wife. My wife! Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Yeah, you did. And it was when I was like sick with the baby or something. Sick with the baby? Joyfully new parent with the baby.
You've
skipped
you've
an episode.
You've watched, seen it, though.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Two Emmas enter! One Emma must... be eliminated.
Okay.
I think if we keep doing Emmas, I guess we'll have to figure that out. Well, if we keep doing Emmas,
yeah,
I want to find the best Emma.
Are we doing all Emmas? Are we doing the next Emma the next week? That's kind of fun.
Well, I don't know. This is K Austin. Like it's
Austin
all the time.
Buddy, you did such a good job with that. K Austin? That's something. K Austin.
Yeah, it's our AM radio show, K Austin.
But it's chaos.
Oh, K Austin. Oh, it's like the chaos. You know what? I'm going to have a really hard time resisting going into, like, Sonic the Hedgehog lore with chaos.
But that's the beauty of it. Anything that's, like, Austin tangential is allowed. I think probably not allowed for us to watch. Maybe as a special treat. After we've done, like, 10 of these, we can watch, like, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. But it is allowed for us to, like, bring into the lore. Anything Austin adjacent. And it sounds like Sonic, you've found a Sonic connection.
Well, they find me, but yeah. I found my way to the Frank page on Urban Dictionary.
And folks, this is how long it takes him. That's what you remember with that bit when I started saying about like the different Jane Austen movies I've seen? That's because I know how long it takes Tanner to look something up. And that was what, 10 minutes ago?
I'm starting to really doubt the like efficacy of Urban Dictionary.
They're always just like, it's the
right
dirtiest
word?
Sex thing you've ever heard of.
Franking. No, it's wrong. The first like four for Frank are like, a god, the like most handsome man in the world, the guy with the killer smile and daring eyes.
Makes me feel like Frank might have written these, huh? Is that what you're thinking, detective?
And then the fourth one is, here's... Sure. Honest and direct is definition number one. Definition number two, to mark a letter indication postage has been paid. That one doesn't make sense to me. Their example is, my letter has been franked.
Yeah, that's right. It's like an old term for it. Yeah, but that shouldn't be on Urban Dictionary.
That should be on like...
on like a hot...
old-timey like, dictionary.
Stodgy dictionary.
Yeah. Definition number three, a man's penis. So got ya. Number four, hot dog
Frank and beans. Frank and beans. So Frank, you're right. Frank and beans, Churchill. I'll allow that. If you prefer Frank and beans...
Oh, that's good. Frank and beans, Churchill.
Churchill instead of Spank Churchill. I'll allow
They're both it. Good, honestly. Apples and oranges.
So folks who have already decided on their dirty M&M and chose Spank Churchill, you're allowed to change it out now, but it's permanent. It's like Facebook. You can only change your birthday once, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
permanent. Yeah. You can change it
we
out
can
now
micro
for Frank
transaction
and beans.
It.
Churchill, yeah. Yeah, send us 30
If you pay us
Bitcoin.
99 cents, you can change your, you can update your
yeah,
name.
Yeah, no one's allowed to go back on their name, but we'll send you a link to our Bitcoin wallet if you do want to change out. If you feel like Jane Barebacks is going to like hurt you in the job interview.
It will.
And it will.
Let's all right,
see who's
great.
In the film. We'd like to talk about
this. This is a big one. We got to do Dramatis Personae for this one because it's star-studded. Everyone's in it. Goop.
Nightcrawler.
James Cosmo. Nightcrawler. Sorry, I pulled up the IMDb and it's not sorted by like famousness for some reason.
Nightcrawler's in this one. Obi-Wan from A Life Less Ordinary is in this one.
It doesn't sound right, but I can't remember what the actual combination of titles is. Nightcrawler's in it, Obi-Wan's in it,
yeah,
Goop's in it, and then a whole bunch of people. The mom from Hereditary.
Okay.
Who I think cuts off her own head.
I haven't and won't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unless you can find an awesome
connection, there's a pretty graphic scene where she's cutting off her own head.
It's not allowed
to
talk about.
And she is Harriet.
Okay. Two standout performances in this one. None of them from the stars. Absolute number one with a bullet is Mrs. Elton.
I may determine how deep a love I feel through his absence. How I wish he would be here tomorrow, because there is a grim job to be done. Mr. Elton is bringing his new wife to tea.
Oh, you know, your home reminds me of Maple Grove, which is the seat of my brother. Mr. Sarkling. The hall, and the size of the rooms. I'm really quite struck by it. I almost fancy myself there.
Well, I'm glad you can feel so at ease.
Yes,
oh, my brother and sister will be enchanted with this place. People who have extensive grounds are always pleased to meet other people with extensive grounds.
Mrs. Elton
so
was
good
very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do it. Sorry, I know we're right in the middle of Dramatis Personae, but, and I honestly, don't even remember how this segment goes, but we do have to introduce a new segment because Mrs. Elton was Deadpooling the entire time.
Was she? She's Deadpooling and she's staring at just barreling us.
She was a Deadpooling right at the end of the film during Goop's wedding. To, I guess, Chris Martin. It was 90. When would this film come out? 96?
So, spoilers for Emma, Goop marries Chris Martin from Coldplay.
She looks at the camera and says, like, oh, there was no satin.
There were those who thought the wedding a little shabby.
I do not profess to be an expert in the field of fashion, though my friends say I have quite the eye. But I can tell you, there is a shocking lack of satin.
Okay, yeah, so she's Deadpooling.
Yeah.
Yes, so Jane likes to do that. She likes to get a Deadpool character or two, and that's from Jane, I think.
Oh, Jane invented Deadpool.
Jane invented Deadpooling. Because I think that's in... We read Northanger Abbey for this one, right? A long time ago, and Catherine's constantly Deadpooling. Like, she at the end of the book, she's like, as you can tell from the telltale thinning of the pages. It's like, wait, you know you're in a book?
Oh, and she's always Deadpooling the other Emma, too. Oh, sorry, we have to go back. We're in the middle of Emma Elimination. I guess the whole episode could be
This is a real nested segment, huh?
The whole episode is Emma Elimination. I think by the end of it, we will have decided which Emma is the better
Just
Emma.
Out of a couple, though, because there's so many.
Well, that's the thing. You know what? Okay, God, you're really sending me on a lot of spirals, but I have to get this one out.
Okay.
Here's the way Emma elimination works.
Yeah.
There was a meme. I don't remember who was responsible for it, but hat tip to you.
Me. Thank you.
No, whoever came up with the meme. It was probably like pleated jeans or somebody, you know? Okay. Like,
that, what a pull.
Someone came up with this funny meme where they're like, I'm going to take two M&Ms and squish them together. They've sent a letter to M&M company and said, here's the King M&M. What I did was I pushed a bunch of M&Ms together. And the one that cracked, I ate. And the one that didn't crack, I moved on to the next round. And after doing that for a full bag of M&Ms, I have like found the King M&M and I've sent it back to you for breeding purposes. Very funny. Hat tip to whoever came up with that. It wasn't me.
That's funny, yeah. So we should do that with Emmas.
That's what we're doing with Emmas.
I quite like that.
We have to pressure test these Emmas.
Okay.
And we're only doing it like one in, one out style. Okay. You know, like it's
But once we have a body of evidence, but I have a wrinkle for you. Because right now we're talking, the ones we've seen that we feel pretty comfortable talking about, well, there's Jane's one, there's this one, and then we've both seen the one. And in fact,
did
technically,
we read the podcast, Emma for the podcast?
No, we haven't read it for the podcast. So
I think
only,
it has to be on the. It has to be covered on the show.
Okay, but we have read Chest Lady's Emma,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have read Goop's Emma. So those were.
And
allowed
I think
to
it's
talk
up to
about.
Us to find the King Emma of these two. And if we happen to watch another Emma, that just gives us an opportunity to put the King up against like a new challenger. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Let me throw a little wrinkle in, and we haven't talked about it for the podcast. So I don't know where this leaves us, but I do feel like both of these movies are kind of a ripoff of Clueless.
Oh.
They're just
boy.
Like total ripoffs. Like the whole plot.
We'll consider that when we watch it.
Okay, fine. But I just want to enter into the record that so
Did
far
we really
we've watched-
not watch Clueless?
No, because you
wow,
fucking refused.
Like
I won't
oversight.
Get into the details
huge
of it,
oversight.
But you like flat out refused. You had like a real thing about it.
We've watched two Emmas for the show. I celebrate the day that we get to watch Clueless and pressure test Clueless against the winner of today's Emma elimination.
Yeah.
But we really do have to make a decision between 2020's Emma, directed by whomever.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
thank you for your restraint, sir.
1996's Emma, directed by whomever,
yes.
Starring Goop.
Starring Goop and Nightcrawler. We don't really need to say the... well, I guess, because maybe people don't know what happened. Emma, what a meddler.
Oh, yeah. She's a wreck. You know, I think one of the things I'm going to sort of discover about doing a lot of this sort of like King George and Queen's Gambit, Austin. This is going to get confusing. Is that a lot of these characters are pretty unlikable.
Sure, that's one of the things.
I think you, in short bursts, you're like, oh, it's charming.
Yeah.
But then when it builds up, it's like, wow, these are really unlikable people.
That's the thing about Emma. I mean, you know, she comes around. Can I give you my two-sentence review? It's like one good, one bad thing of this film, of Goop's Emma, because we want to address this particular text, right? It's Goop's text. And then I figure you can maybe help me make it sound smart, because how I thought it isn't that smart. So you can help me smart it up.
Yeah, please.
So I thought I was going to hate this. I thought I did hate this. I thought I'd seen it and I hated it. But you know what? That's just like, people are mean to Goop. And I think I just kind of internalized that. The things I liked and disliked about it were not the things I expected. So I want to say one thing I liked a lot. Gwyneth didn't do this week a Lizzie Bennet. And I give 10 marks out of 10 to any Austin adaptation where they like outside of the Pride and Prejudice verse where they like had the fucking restraint not to make the heroine just like be Lizzie Bennet. That's like later Austin adaptations all fall down that fucking trap. Like that garbage fucking Persuasion we watched did.
Oh, where she was Deadpooling the entire time?
Well, it's not Deadpooling. It's like, what if she's like snarky, sarcastic, and fun? And it's like, yeah, that would be cool. But that's not what Emma is. And sorry, I was starting to get angry, but I shouldn't. Because Gwyneth didn't. Gwyneth is not snarky, sarcastic, and fun. She's Emma.
No,
she did Emma.
She's poised and polite, and she did it well. It was a little... It suffered a little bit from the like winky kind of thing. I'm like trying to think of the like notable examples, but like there was one scene where Nightcrawler, I don't know why he didn't use his like fucking Nightcrawler powers to just like bamf in front of her, but he was like, they're at a polite party and he keeps like touching her shoulder to get her attention and like she'll turn and the like camera turned back with her. Or you know what? There was one scene where they're like, she and Mr. Knightley were out on the lawns together, like having a conversation, and he was like, I'd rather stay inside, like, our house is so cozy. And the, like, camera, like, breaks its neck to, like, swing around and pan so you can see the like giant like cold house behind them. And yeah. I was like, all right, I get
That's
it.
Good. Yeah, I dig it. Yeah, I think that's on the other hand is like they didn't quite get Emma right somehow. It's honestly just in the pacing. That this is like, I don't know, maybe don't make it sound smart because it does sound smart. Make it sound funny because I don't have like a joke on this. Like, I think they just got the pacing weird and it doesn't quite get across.
They like chose the wrong moments from the book, and like they chose weird moments from the book. Like, also the like weird mugging scene was just sort of like out of nowhere, and it's like
mugging scenes out of nowhere, and then like
what is this road and are these people always here, and like there's a lot of weird choices.
I judge every Emma by the Bates picnic, and like the Bates picnic is good in this one, but they didn't set it up. Like, you're not ready for like why is Emma like suddenly out of the fucking blue so fucking mean to Miss Bates.
I need not be uneasy as long as we're allowed three dull things.
Very dull, in fact. I shall be sure to say three very dull things as soon as I open my mouth, shan't I?
There may be a difficulty.
Oh, I doubt that. I'm sure I never fail to say things very dull.
Yes, dear, but you will be limited as to number. Only three.
Oh. To be sure. Yes. I see what she means. I will try and hold my tongue. Oh, I must make myself very disagreeable. Or she would not have said such a thing to an old friend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everyone at the party felt that way too, though.
Yeah, I know. But in other Emma adaptations, like they
You're not
set
allowed
it up
to, hey,
where it's like,
hey, hey,
she's being okay,
this
fine.
Is Emma in the
chess one, in the chess one they set it up where she's like being flirty with Frank Churchill, played by Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anyway, though, I don't have the jokes for that. That's just like actually what I thought of the film. Have we ever
That's
done
okay.
that before on the show?
We are trying to choose which of these Emmas is the strongest Emma, so I think it's okay to sort of get a little speculative about it.
Okay, do you want to take a quick break?
Oh, okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under. Both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. And we're back, folks. This is time for a hit segment we like to do on the show, where I bring in my good friend, Arbiter Tanner, to say whether the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film are good or bad. Hello, who are you?
Oh, my. do I have to do a British accent? I'm not very good at them. I'll try.
No, please don't. accents are... Just don't commit to an accent. It's something I've learned the hard way.
Jolly good. It's good to see you, Jack. This is my best British accent, isn't it?
My name is...
I
really dislike it.
Barrister Tanner, and okay. I'm from ye olde
really don't
England.
Like it. Don't like it.
And I've been bubbled here to Barris Street.
I was going to say what happened to Arbiter Tanner, but I guess you don't know.
Who is Arbiter Tanner?
Someone from the future. Welcome, Barrister Tanner from the past.
That's going to be a confusing thing to say because you're from my future.
Yeah, I'm from your future.
Do you mean someone from your time?
You've got one question you can ask me about our time.
What is this device in front of me?
Yeah, okay, no, that's not it. So we're not going
to
count that.
What is this small window I'm talking to you through? Yeah,
you're just talking to me through a window. But look, don't ask me questions yet. Because
who is this man who looks just like me? No. And how was I brought here? Oh, my God.
Never let this guy summon a genie. Listen, here's the rules. You're only allowed to ask one question about our time.
Okay.
And it has to be, what's Rotten Tomatoes? I know that sucks, because I know you have other questions.
I know what Rotten Tomatoes are. We throw them at... entertainers we don't like.
Okay, great. All right, well, it sounds
at
like
the
we
Globe
don't.
Theater.
That's... sure. this is a segment... do you know what a podcast is?
Good question. No.
Okay, well, it's like a Peapod? Radio. Yeah. We
casting
don't have time...
pea pods out to fertilize your land?
It's a segment on our podcast where we say what the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film were, of the entertainment were, and whether they're good or not. And we need a barrister, I guess, to prosecute the case of which one is the
what
best
one. What do
you
think a barrister does?
He's a lawyer. We couldn't think of a name for an old-timey judge quick enough. What about Justice? Justice Tanner? That's kind of nice. Justice of the Peace? Do we have time to reworkshop your character?
My name is Barrister Tanner, and okay, I'm here to barristrate on these reviews of...
Okay, that was good. I liked reviews. Reviews!
Them.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I've gathered a few. Not too many. Don't worry.
1996, Goop.
Here's the first review from Rotten Tomatoes. It's a segment within a segment where we talk about the positive reviews
of
the film.
Wow, what a time, 1996.
The segment within a segment is called On the One Hand.
What was it like to be alive? And you said I have one question, right? What is it like to be alive? And I already knew what Rotten Tomatoes was. What is it like to be alive in 1996?
Pretty great.
What's the world
but
like?
But we were all like kind of disaffected about it.
Ooh. So privileged that you had the space and the right to be disaffected about essentially nothing.
It's starting to get pretty post-grungy out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Does that help?
It's starting to get pretty post-grungy in my time, too. We just survived the plague, and we're starting to clean up and like build sewers and stuff.
Do you know what a Nickelback is? And I don't mean the football position.
Nickelmas?
Mr. Tanner. Let's move on. It's a segment within a segment. It's called On the One Hand, where we talk about the positive views of the film. I've gathered one. It's, Barrister Tanner, do you know what the Hacker Collective Anonymous is?
Hackers confusing to me, like bushwhackers, like people who sort of like clear out land for building.
Yeah, it's a lot like that, except do they in your time do the bushwhackers say bushwhack the planet, dude?
Oh, some of the more renegade ones.
Yeah. So it's like those guys. here's one from the positive review of Goop's Emma from the Hacker Collective Anonymous, who gave this film 4 stars on July 23rd, 2012, with the following review.
Gave it 4 stars. Challenging phrase for someone from my time period.
Yeah, it's like withheld four of their Rotten Tomatoes from throwing, which shows considerable restraint.
Okay. So let's say you only have five Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, which is conceivably how they many Rotten Tomatoes one person could hold in two hands. Yeah,
that's exactly right. They only threw one Rotten Tomato at this film out of five. And as they threw it, this is what they said. Love British humor. Seriously sarcastic.
Me too. Like my dry British wit.
I'll say it again. Love British humor. Seriously sarcastic. Pretty good.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay. This is a segment within a segment. You'll understand this one. It's where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. It's called On the Fence Hand.
What?
That doesn't make sense, and it's not because of the temporal difference.
We have a fence hand on the farm. He's sort of...
Oh, he manages the ha-ha?
He's a nice lad, but he's a little slow, so he tends the fences mostly, any kind of gaps or breaks or anything like that. We have quite extensive lads.
That's a ha-ha joke. I'll explain. I'll just bring in some... Have you heard of Jack Shepherd joke explainer?
Our town shepherd's name is Jack, yes.
I'll just bring him in real quick. Hey, Barrister Tanner, I'm Jack Shepherd. Joke explainer, the joke you heard, which I don't think you need explained, but for listeners, it's about a ha-ha, which is a type of fence that they used to have around Austin times, maybe a little bit earlier, that was sideways rather than up. And the reason for it is they wanted all of the landscapes to look picturesque like a painting. And if there is a fence sticking out, it would ruin that landscape feeling. And so they did their fences sideways, and they were called a ha-ha.
I'm throwing my other four tomatoes.
All right, I'll just show myself out. I'm really sorry about that, Barrister Tanner. That was Jack Shepherd joke explainer.
This is a segment
within a segment. It's called On the Ha-Ha Hand. And this review is a middling review of the film by Anonymous, the Hacker Collective, who gave this film 2.5 stars on July 3rd, 2016. And I'll say, just for editorial transparency, I cut a lot out of this review. It was pretty long.
Okay.
But I think I've got like the juice of it. So this is, sorry, Barrister Tanner, this is what a member of the Bushwhacker Collective, Anonymous, said as they threw only 2.5 of their 5 Rotten Tomatoes at the entertainment.
Oh, I see. So they're on the ha-ha.
Yeah. It's as if they're standing on the ha-ha. They don't know whether to go past it or...
Didn't know which field to go into. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's what they said. Emma is, I discovered just after watching the film, is by a Jane Austen novel. In fact, the story is idiot.
Say that again.
Sure. I kind of want to do this in a German accent, but I'm not sure we're allowed to do any accents anymore. I just have the vibe that this person is German. So imagine I'm doing it in a German accent if you think that's okay. And if you don't think that's okay, I'm not. So you can't do anything to me. All right. Here's what the person said. Emma is, I discovered just after watching the film, is by a Jane Austen novel. In fact, the story is idiot. You following me so far? I've got some more. The film is gorgeous. Visually, it is a beauty, and I regret I did not see it on the big screen. Every scene is a painting or a portrait. The parallel with Greenaway is obvious. No, I don't know what that means. We don't have time to look it up. But several times I was believing I was watching at some Rembrandt painting. But the story is ridiculous.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. Big screen, Rembrandt.
Well, you know Rembrandt.
Do I?
Yes, definitely. You've known Rembrandt for many years. Died many years before you were born, Barrister Tanner.
I'm just a humble barrister from a small English village. Why would I have heard of a Dutch painter?
And I'll remind you that you're only allowed one question every time you come here, and you did use it on what was it like to be alive in 1996?
Fine.
I'll quote from your Wordsworth to answer that question, if you like. Glorious in that dawn was it to be alive, but to be young was very heaven.
Oh, I see.
That's what we say of 1996. Nickelback, we're just getting started. Listen, but the story is ridiculous, the dialogue's idiotic, everything is about the most useless and probably the most idiot group of people in the world. The English upper class.
Wow.
What a review.
My monocle pops out.
I thought you were just a humble country barrister. How can you afford a monocle?
I'm aspirational.
This is a segment within a segment where we talk about the negative reviews of the film. It's called On the Other Hand. The first negative review is from someone called The H. Maybe that's the ha-ha.
Yeah, it's The Fence. It has an opinion.
The H gives this film 0.5 stars, so they've thrown 4.5 of their Rotten Tomatoes at the film. As they've
said, are
they
eating the other half of the tomatoes? How are they getting?
I think they're saving it for like the encore or whatever, or for the next film.
Okay.
And guess what they say?
What?
Ew, brother, ew. I'm not sure if they're calling us brother or whether they accidentally think that
Knightley is
Mr. Twice Knightley. Is Emma's brother?
Because
he says, like, I've always looked on you as a brother.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I guess people just take that a little too literally.
Here's another review of the film by the hacker member of the Bushwhacker Collective, Anonymous,
who
threw three of their Rotten Tomatoes at the entertainment as they shouted, I was told it is like Clueless, which I agree, but I just don't like the character Emma.
Clueless. Can't ask any questions. I also don't like the character Emma. I agree with that one. That one gets... I am certainly not here to dispense kisses. I'm a man of God.
Okay. Wait, no, I've got two more. Really short ones. These are from Goodreads. I went to a different... You know what Goodreads is?
I have had many Goodreads in my time.
That's all you need to know. I went to a different platform for this, and I pulled just two one-star reviews of... Sorry. Four Rotten Tomatoes thrown... reviews of the book, Emma, which you're familiar with. It's just come out in your time.
Yeah. I'm not stupid. I can understand that when you say one star, you mean four tomatoes withheld.
Okay, sorry. I had mistaken you for stupid instead of from the past, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's confusing. They read similar to me.
Yeah.
These are very short. One is from Mallory, who says... Basically, just a bunch of manipulative people going to each other's houses. And honestly, spot the lie.
Maybe it wasn't me just like, sorry, I'm sorry, I bubbled in from the past.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Arbiter Tanner, but they sent me back to like old time times.
Oh, you,
like old timey, like regular you call it. Yeah, sorry, it bubbled back for a moment. Maybe it's not me that thought that a recent rewatching of Emma has made me dislike the characters of Emma. Maybe it's just that this movie made me dislike the characters of Emma.
Well, this is a review of the book.
Okay. Maybe Jane Austen made me dislike Emma. Sorry, I have to get back. I was right in the middle of explaining...
How our fences are upright?
Yeah. A lot of fence technology. I'm a little worried I'm sort of disrupting the past.
You might be.
I gotta get back.
I'll need you back in about 1 second. Barrister Tanner, thank you for bubbling back. I've just got one more from you. It's a Goodreads review of the book. It's by a guy called Shane who gave it 1 star. And the following review, chick book, writing not great.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane.
You know what she should do?
Yeah.
If she were smart.
Who?
Jane Austen.
Oh, yeah.
Right under a pseudonym, a man's name.
That's brilliant. Yeah. They won't think of that technology for a little while.
Maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is that taken?
In our time, weirdly,
not
it
my
is.
Time.
I would love for you to weigh in on who is the best review.
Oh, the one who said it was about unpleasant people visiting other unpleasant people's houses.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's Mallory. Thank you, Barrister Tanner. And
I take some, like... Do you have like penicillin or anything I can bring back with me? There's a lot of.
Unfortunately,
people in my
you wasted your question
very
on
sick.
What was it like to be alive in
1996. Wait.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of sick people there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Jane, including Jane, probably too soon. Too soon to talk about. She's doing fine now, actually. Writing of Emma, she's going to be fine. She's got a couple more in her. She's got at least persuasion in her.
She lives in Bath, so she's already in sort of the best place to kind of find self-care in England, according
Should
to
we,
everyone in this movie.
Have we said the film?
Yeah,
we
I said think so.
The, what, not really. Emma is, for. Here's a brief pressy.
Oh, God, who hasn't seen fucking Emma? Come on.
Emma is meddling Emma? Too much, and she
is
setting everybody up.
Woman who is trying to make everyone fall in love with everyone else in her village, but
let
she's
me pitch
so
you on an idea.
Bad at it.
I've got an idea.
In the process, she accidentally makes everyone fall in love with her, even though she's very unlikable, except her oldest friend, who's like her brother, who's called Mr.
Twice Knightley.
I think something else we're going to have to do once we start watching more of these Emmas is start really keeping a pretty firm ranking of who the best Mr. Knightley is. Because
this guy was pretty good. Yeah.
But I don't think he was as good as that guy in the other Emma.
He's pretty handsome. His name is Jeremy Northam. We forgot to list him when we talked about Nightcrawler, who plays Mr. Elton, for what it's worth, who's the mean preacher who thinks that Emma's coming on to him. We don't have time to explain it. I want to pitch you on an idea just real quick.
Okay.
And maybe we could just cut this because it's a pretty good business idea. It's an Emma dating app.
Okay.
It's called Emma. The app is called Emma.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we just sort of like poorly pair you off with people whatever who are a terrible match for you and who you're not like compatible with or interested in any way.
That's already every dating app, I think. It's like a twist where it's like, we'll only recommend people who are like a little bit too far above your station. Like just a little bit out of your league. That's the promise. Yeah. Is like, we will try to recommend for you someone who's a little bit out of your, like algorithmically determine this person is just like a little bit too far out of your league. Just so it's like embarrassing.
I think we could do to sort of catch that Emma flavor a little bit too.
Yeah.
It's like, pick the best person in the app and we'll just date them.
Yeah. Yeah. When we find someone who's really good, we just date them. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Trademark, Strange Bedfellows podcast. You can't use it. It's the Emma dating app. We've done our dirty Emma names. We've done our dramatis persona.
Goop names done. I want to ask you fucking part, the sort of oafish rogues.
Oh, yeah. There's a beating. You know what? It's pulled straight from King George's Middlemarch. Two oafish rogues come out of nowhere and beat someone up for no reason.
I'm starting to get a pretty poor opinion of...
Yeah. It's Harriet.
Whatever time period this is.
We don't have time to explain the movie, really. There's someone called Harriet in it. Let me ask you a question. Ready for this? Ready?
Yeah, but we got to save time for the elimination.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. It's kind of a yes or no answer. Then we can finish the elimination. You ready for this? Okay. Is Churchill a Wickham? Answer now. You have 5 seconds.
No.
Five. Four. Okay. But it's a good question, right?
Remind me who Wickham is.
Wickham. In Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's like the handsome, one that the Jane Austen lead doesn't marry, but like kind of falls for a little bit maybe. And then it turns out that he's a cad in some way.
Yeah, yeah.
Churchill's kind of a Wickham.
Oh, yeah, especially in this one. They got like, wow, he looks...
He's secretly engaged to Jane Barebacks.
Fairfax. The entire time, yeah.
The entire time, but he's like still flirting with Emma. And they actually don't pull that out in this movie.
No, but I think they were using the power of Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
No, I like Ewan
McGregor. To kind of do a lot of that.
I think you have to do all the R's as W, so it's Ewan McGregor. Can you say Ewan McGregor for me so we can get a clean?
I don't think I've ever had that like speech impediment before, but it really just—it's like,
cute. No, it's like if you're cute,
Ewan McGregor. McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
Because he's pretty young and
he's
hot
pretty
in this
handsome.
One. He's
got so
a very,
they just
like silly old man.
The director
like,
does a lot
haircut.
Of work, just being like, "Look, it's Ewan McGregor."
Yeah, Obi-Wan is in this one.
Yeah. So let's finish our M elimination because I have to leave in exactly 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry. I know who Obi-Wan is. He lived a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Quick M elimination. Yep. Which is better? Ugh, it's so hard because this Goops Emma is so better than easy. I thought it was going to be. But the Chess Emma leaves a lot out, but it's so stylized and interesting. I'm going to give it to the Chess Emma. I think the Chess Emma is better. They're both flawed Emma adaptations, but Goops Emma is, I think it's got to be second place for me.
You heard it here first, people. That's 2 for 2 on the 2020 Emma, directed by Autumn de Wilde, starring Chess Queen. Yeah.
And that's it. That's the Emma elimination.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, real quick. Just as a formality, none of you are allowed to watch 1996's Gwyneth Paltrow's Emma anymore. It has been eliminated from popular culture.
Yeah, it's gone. It never happened. Good. Yeah. And guess what else? It's time to go. I can't remember what we... It's K. Austin, but it's also like Austin 360, like yeah, a radio it's like thing. K. It's also Austin. Kind of April Showers Bring Austin Powers. And then, of course, it's Austin 316, and you do the math. That's the T-shirt. It says Austin 316, but it's spelled like Jane Austen, and it says you do the math.
Yeah. That's perfect. Lots of catchphrases to choose from, lots of content blocks to choose from this month, but they're all going to be Jane Austen focused. So take a
Absolutely have to go. I have to catch a train. There has been an earthquake, and so hopefully the trains are still running. And guess what? It's time for me to leave. And please subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. We really need folks in there. Thank you to everyone who is in there. We're having a good time. We need more people. And so please, now's the time. It's only $5 a month. Help support the show. And we do put out a whole show each week, and it's pretty good. People like it. I think you will, too. And join the Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. And rate and review the show anywhere you rate and review shows. And if you're not a subscriber, please subscribe. Just smash that subscribe button. And guess what else? We have to go. Next week, I don't think we... If you want to do Clueless?
We can't do Emma right away
again. Okay, fine. What then? What?
We're going to do... Sense and Sensibility.
We already did that for the show, but that's fine.
Well, we're going
to
have
to find a BBC one. We'll do like an old BBC Sense and Sensibility.
Okay, we're going to do Sense and Sensibility 1995.
Okay.
Nope, that's the one we already watched. That's Ang Lee's. We're going to do...
Quick!
I don't know. It's too many to choose
from. It's an old BBC Sense and Sensibility. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name's Eric Greenring.
And this is our Jane Austen content block. K. Austen!
2008 miniseries. TV miniseries, 2008.
Okay. No, we can't do a whole miniseries for next week.
It's only 3 hours.
Okay. K. Austin. We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Well, we have an opportunity now because it turns out that it's what? Is it the big one?
Kind of feels like it.
I heard jingling. Was that an earthquake?
Your internet's still working. Check. I'll be right back.
I'll see if it hits here in a second.
No idea. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, there was an earthquake in New York. Or at least everyone's tweeting about, was that an earthquake in New York?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what, folks? There was an earthquake while we were recording the podcast. That means that they like our content block.
Who does, God?
Yes. This is for the outro.
Be very